welcome to our podcast. This is Ben, Chris, and the one and only Hunter. Today, our topics are Neverwinter and Skyrim. So, Ben, have you ever played either of these games?
I've played Neverwinter.
Alright, what is your opinion on Neverwinter?
It's a good game if you like adventure and fighting a lot.
Okay. What type of game is it? Like, is it an MMO game? Is it a first person game?
It's an MMO game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what type of weapons are in there?
You can pick a character and it starts out with a weapon, and like you can pick like a swordsman, and you can pick a wizard or a warlock or different things like that. Hey Chris, have you ever played either of these games?
Nah, I haven't played Skyrim nor Neverwinter.
You are just really behind.
I know, I haven't played a lot of games, man.
Can you tell us something about any of these games?
No, I can't.
Can you try?
Just try.
Take a guess on what Neverwinter's like.
Neverwinter seems something like World of Warcraft.
That's pretty accurate, actually. Okay, what about Skyrim, Ben? What do you like? You've never played it.
No.
So, what do you think it would be like? So, okay, we'll start with this. Do you think it's a MMO, a first person, or a third person?
I think it would be like a
third person. Okay, almost well, like you were wrong.
Like, almost like the Sims, really.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You're wrong. Very wrong. You're terribly wrong.
Wait, can't Skyrim be first person?
It is first person.
Well, man, I know it's also third person, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can switch.
Exactly, that's what I'll
but
say.
But you can't... Okay, Ben, do you think... What kind of weapons do you think Skyrim has in it?
See here, I would think, like, knives and stuff like that.
Okay, do you think... There's, like, do you think there's bow and arrows, swords,
it seems
or,
like a very, like,
guns?
Old-time-based game, okay, but then with, like, futuristic things. Inside of it.
Half of that is right. There's not really that many futuristic things. It's like medieval times, you could say.
Okay, so
because when you first start the game, it's like there's like a 2-minute prologue, well, till you get to the actual like checkpoint. And you're in like the back of like this horseback carriage, and when you get there, a person gets their head shot. A person gets their head chopped off, and then when it's about your turn to get your head chopped off, you get saved by like this dragon that like attacks the land. And after that's all done, you start to create your character. You customize like what you want them to be. Like you pick an elf, a dwarf. You can even pick like a cat, and each of them have like a little bit of abilities. Like a dwarf is harder to find, because they're short, you know, stereotypes. That's not really a stereotype, it's more of a fact that they're short. but like cats you can see better at night. What about vehicle wise? What does Neverwinter have? Like rideables. Like what can you ride on
a
mount?
Boat. I'm pretty sure you could like ride animals.
Yep.
But
okay.
I don't think there's anything else.
Have you played Neverwinter?
I have, yes.
Do you have any animals?
I don't think so. No.
Lame. I have played level 24, 25, and I have 2 horses, a dog, and a human companion. Yeah, I don't like to brag, but...
I have a slave.
You're bad. Yeah, pretty much. I have a slave.
Well, way to put it lightly.
Yeah. Ben, get your iPad off of there before I spank you. Why? Okay, what about Neverwinter? Do you think there's cars? What do you think there is?
Oh, like
Carriages? Okay, yeah, that's pretty accurate actually. There's carriages. Stop doing that, Chris. And
I'd ask Chris some questions.
What?
What do you think Neverwinter is like?
I heard you told you it's like World Warcraft.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure. Yes, right.
You want to be asked me
yes,
that? Stop repeating yourself.
Shush, I'm trying to think of a question. Okay, so if you had to pick between these three classes, what would you rather be? Warlock, Rogue, or Fighter?
Fighter.
Why?
I don't know, I've never played the game, but...
You just gotta pick which one sounds cool, man.
Oh, it's the Fighter, man. All I'm right, saying man. The Fighter.
All right. Why the Fighter?
Sounds cool.
The Fighter's got a sword, dude.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Ben, they could have one class into... Neverwinter, what kind of class do you think they should add?
Probably like a more long range class.
They Archer.
Have, they already have an Archer.
Okay,
what about Skyrim? That old lady in the dungeon that's been in there for a while. Do you think they should let her out or keep her to suffer?
Well, what did she do?
Nobody knows.
Alright, let her out, see what she does.
Nah, just keep her in there. okay.
I mean, she's already been there.
Yeah. Okay. So, in Skyrim, there's something called a Dragonborn. Well, you are a Dragonborn. What do you think a Dragonborn is?
Hello?
Let's see here.
Wait, does that EXP
be
there?
I think it would
be,
Okay, see here.
Wrong. Dragonborn is because you have a special ability where it's kind of like a shockwave. Kind of just like launches you, like your guy's back. It just kind of launches. Okay. And there's this one like little side quest where the guy's talking. You can actually shockwave fire in like the little cutscene, and he just goes flying off a map. And all you hear is a faint like little talking. He's still talking while he's falling. It's pretty funny. But Chris, if you were to buy Skyrim, what would your expectations be?
Pretty low, because I've heard it's a very bad game.
Yeah, well, you are very wrong, mister.
Well, on Google, it says it's a 9 out of 10 game, so, yeah.
Told you. All right, Ben.
Google never lies.
Google always lies, right, Ben? Shut up.
All right, Ben. Sorry, Chris. Okay, Ben, so... Jesus. Okay, so Neverwinter. It's like a quest type of game. You just do quests, you level up and all that stuff. And you can play with your friends. You can join like a little guild. Do you think that there should be a maximum amount of people to join a guild?
Yeah, because at a certain point, like, it could just be like, you could have like 18 people at one time.
Okay, what would the maximum amount of people be?
I would say probably like about 4 or 5, maybe.
Okay, now if you could add as many... Okay.
What's that?
I don't know. Chris, if you could... Should there be a certain amount of people in a guild?
No.
No? Just unlimited people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that means the strongest guild are... Obviously,
there wouldn't be a competing guild if there was just one guild.
I mean, no duh.
Okay, what was it?
Big fairy tale, man. I don't care.
Hey, Chris.
What?
I'm gonna give you another 3 classes. This is gonna be a little tougher. You're tougher. Okay?
Just a little bit.
Boom! Paladin, warlock, a rogue.
Paladin.
Why?
I don't know.
Gotta pick why.
Sure, because he's big in his own.
Alright. That concludes our podcast. Well, thank you. Goodbye.
That was an awful question to ask.